honestly tell you, I was really struggling when I was as a young man. My brain was like all over the place, and I was getting ready to graduate grad school out in Las Vegas. And what had inspired me the greatest was my critical mentor, Dave Hickey, when he had mentioned to us one evening in class with his southern drawl, he was saying, well, you know, you guys gotta, as artists, as visual artists, violate people's expectations. And that one phrase that he said kind of stuck in my mind. From that day on, it was like an epiphany that had come over my head or something. I was out trying to create something that came close to what he had mentioned about violating people's expectations. The visual inspirations, of course, came from, first of all, my father, who was also a painter. He was a first-generation Japanese. You know, the colors that he used were vivid and amazing, and I thought, you know, that kind of naturally translated into my work. The graffiti stuff came much later. In the 80s, my brothers and I were able to grow up through this hip-hop era, with the birth of hip-hop music, graffiti, which is the visual, and the breakdancing, which is like more performance aspect. With all those experiences, I think I was able to kind of come up with this. I initially, because I wanted to like shock people, were using the Shunga woodblock print, which are the erotic woodblock prints. And I just thought, gosh, the combination, the layering of the lowbrow culture of graffiti with the traditional but yet taboo idea of the Shunga, I thought, man, this will have to turn people into doing flips. And that was like maybe like 98, end of 98, that I came up with my first ever painting called Motel. There were people that were very angry at me, you know, and I'm not trying to please everybody. And I think that's the epitome of fine art.